Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Judge adds insult to injury in the Sandra Merritt case. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this case is Holly Mead. Well, this case, Holly, has been a problem from the very beginning because Judge Orrick in California has a long history of favoring and even supporting Planned Parenthood. We tried to get him off the case at the very beginning of this case involving Sandra Merritt because of the conflict of interest, and he refused to recuse himself.
Yeah, I mean, ethically, look at that. He should have recused himself. If you're a good judge from an ethical perspective, you should have done that.
Well, and so what happened is now it goes all the way back. It's hard to believe. 2019 is when we had the hearing, the jury trial in California at the end of 2019, went on for several weeks. And the judge refused to allow us to show videos. Now, the whole case is about, in the civil case, as well as the criminal case, these videos that Sandra Merritt and David DeLeiden did in public places where they were talking to either Planned Parenthood representatives or the Oregon Procurement Company representatives about what they do in terms of their abortions and also procuring these baby body parts for sale.
Yeah, there were 15 of them, and very revealing. I mean, that's
shocking.
The fact. And people see those, it's unbelievable.
And he didn't want the jury to see it.
No, he pretty much tied the hands of the jury for the whole trial, which was just horrendous.
It was horrendous. And then at the end, he gave them an instruction and took away some of their decisions and actually made the decisions for them. And as a result, the jury ended up awarding $2 million in damages. So that case is now up on appeal. We asked the judge to hold off on any further rulings pending the appeal, but no. The attorneys for Planned Parenthood submitted a staggering bill, and the judge granted them, listen to this, $13 million in attorney's fees and cost, which is now in addition to the more than $2 million in damages awarded by the jury. So this is $15-plus million.
So that's six times the amount of the original jury verdict.
Yeah.
Six times.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, the court has just gone off the rail on this. You know, Sandra and David, who is the founder of the Center for Medical Progress, produced videos in 2015 exposing Planned Parenthood's illegal trade in aborted baby body parts after a 30-month undercover operation. The video showed top-level Planned Parenthood executives haggling over the prices of aborted baby body parts, discussing how they even changed abortion procedures by bringing out the baby breech so that they could then crush above, crush below the thorax, and bring out more intact organs, because the more intact the organ is, the higher is the sale price.
Yeah, the bottom line is why they've worked so hard to fight this, to cover this up. I mean, some of these attorneys in San Francisco made $2,000 an hour, so no wonder the fees were just outrageous. I mean, $2,000 an hour, you know, because this is, for Planned Parenthood, bottom line, a business. They make a lot of money off of selling human baby body parts.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, the abortion really is the driver of Planned Parenthood.
Exactly.
And that movie, Unplanned, really is a good illustration of that. And there's a section in there, remember, where the clinic worker who left ultimately, and she's the star, or that figure is the star of that show, is talking with the abortion clinic director. And she says, do you realize you're taking on this biggest organization in the country? And she's warning her, don't you dare take on Planned Parenthood, otherwise you will suffer the consequences.
Right. That was in real life Abby Johnson who lived that story.
Yeah.
And it was true. It's the biggest business in you know, history going on, but they're doing it off the blood of babies.
Yeah. And Planned Parenthood, you know, makes what, $1 billion+ a year, $500 million a year in various tax money, taxpayer money, I should say, coming from state officials, and some came from the U.S. government, except that stopped during President Donald Trump's term in office, where he cut off the spigot to Planned Parenthood.
But you know, Matt, they're very clever about their whole marketing scheme. I mean, they get leftist activists on their side saying, well, it's women's rights to decide and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we offer help and we do these services, which many of them they don't do. They offer birth control, that kind of thing. Well, they offer low-quality birth control so that women will get pregnant so they keep coming back to have abortions. It's business.
And, you know, if you go back to Margaret Sanger, she was a social Darwinianist, which
means
that she believed in evolution and that social evolution was eliminating certain disfavored races and certain people with disabilities or mental capacity or, in her view, lack thereof.
Hence why most of your Planned Parenthood facilities are in lower-income neighborhoods.
Yeah, she wanted eliminate lower income people, blacks. She wanted to eliminate other people with conditions such as epilepsy or other kinds of situations. And that's why she put these it started off as contraceptive clinics because they didn't do abortion when they started. They did these contraception. And if you go back, it's a fascinating study. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there is a great book, and the title of it is Imbeciles, but it's got a subtitle. And it's about the U.S. Supreme Court's eugenic decision. And that is involving a woman in Virginia who was forcibly sterilized. And the judge who ultimately wrote the opinion, very short, was a eugenist. His father worked at Harvard Medical School, and he was a social Darwinianist. And so he grew up as a social Darwinianist. And so he said in this decision, three generations of imbeciles are enough, meaning that we've tolerated your kind for three generations, and we can stop you from propagating anymore. And so therefore, the state of Virginia could actually forcibly sterilize somebody. Mm-hmm. And they used to put these people in sanitariums where they would forcibly put you in a home against your will, so that you could not get with anybody to propagate. And then when you were beyond childbearing years, they would then free you. But that became very expensive, and they realized there's no way that they could continue to stay ahead of the curve. So then they came up with contraception, and they came up with forced sterilization. And that's where Planned Parenthood came about. Planned Parenthood was the answer, if you will, to eliminating unfavored races and people so that humanity, in Planned Parenthood's view, Margaret Sanger's view, could evolve to a better society. And that's why they put these contraceptive clinics there. And then when abortion ultimately came on the scene in 1973 with the Supreme Court's decision, Planned Parenthood moved into abortion. Right. So they have this twofold, stopping propagation through contraception, and encouraging all kinds of sexual activities among young people, knowing that doing so, with or without contraception, they're going to get pregnant, and therefore they can fix that by abortion. It is the most incredible, inhumane organization on the planet.
Well, you remember that Margaret Sanger idolized Hitler, so that's where she got a lot of her mindset. And then now you have Bill Gates, whose father worked for Planned Parenthood
with president.
Sanger. Right. And now he is also a eugenist with the same philosophy.
Exactly. And so he wants to eliminate human population on the planet by 10 to 15%. And he wants to do that, he says, because by not doing it, we'll have climate change out of control and it will destroy the planet. So we need to eliminate people. And he's part of that social Darwinianist mindset. He's a dangerous person with that kind of mindset.
But because he's made a lot of money, he has a pretty loud voice.
And he's been very involved in the vaccination
and
also very involved in medical for that very reason, not only to profit off of it, but also to use it as a means of reducing population on the planet.
But he has no medical background.
None at all. He's just a social Darwinianist in the same vein as Margaret Sanger. So continue to pray for this case. We have two avenues that we're working on. We're defending the criminal case, And we also are defending Sandra Merritt in the civil case. The civil case is on appeal at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the criminal case is still moving forward as well. It has become the most expensive defense in the history of Liberty Counsel, but it would be even more expensive not to defend someone like Sandra Merritt because the consequences are life and death. Continue to pray for Sandra, our legal team for Liberty Counsel. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to learn more about the ministry. You can also subscribe to our emails and newsletters on the subscribe button and go to our resources page for additional information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.